Megillah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Yud. Ein bein bama gedola l'bama ketana. There's no difference between a large bama and a smaller bama. During the time that there was no Mishkan or Beis HaMikdash, there was a heter to have bamas. Bamas is basically a mizbeach without the Mishkan. And the Tzantiv says that it was the same mizbeach that they had for Moshe Rabbeinu. And there's certain places in Eretz Yisrael, like Nov and Givon, where they had large bamas. And then everybody else, in their own little Rishus HaYachids, were allowed to have smaller bamas. So what's the difference between a bama gedola and a bama ketana during this time that there was no Mishkan? The only difference is El Psachim, the Karban Pesach. And the Rav says, Lav Dafka Karban Pesach. It's anything like Pesach, like a Chov that has a specific time, like a Karban Tamid and a Musaf. Those things needed to have been brought on the Bama Gedola, on the main one. That was in Nov or Givon, for example. And the Mishnah elaborates, Zeha Klau, Kolshu Nidav V'Nidav Kari B'Bama. Anything that's a Neder or Nedava, meaning it's not a Chova that's specific in time, it's just, let's say, a person makes his own Neder, then he could be makrivit on his own bama. V'chol she'enu lo nidav v'lo nidav, but anything that's not a voluntary neder or nedava, enu karv b'bama, cannot be brought on his own bama. If he has a bama in his backyard, he cannot bring something that's not a neder or nedava. If it's something like a karban tamid, karban musaf, or a karban pesach, that he cannot bring on his bama, on his personal bama, that he has to bring on the bama gedola that they had at that time.